underwater sounds made by humpback whales as they pass near Bermuda in the spring. They were recorded through a hydrophone, which is a kind of underwater microphone. The water is very deep, and the sounds are echoing off the undersurfaces of waves and from the submarine canyons and ridges on the island slope. If you listened for a long time, you would hear that the sounds are organized into definite repeating patterns. So we call them songs, just as we refer to bird songs or frog songs. Unlike bird songs, humpback songs are very long, 6 to 30 minutes, and are strung together without pauses between them. They are probably the longest, loudest, and slowest songs in nature. Speed them up to birdsong speeds. This song is sped up 14 times. It's the only speed change on this record. Played at its natural speed and pitch, just the way other whales hear it. All the sounds are made by one whale, both the high squeaky tone and the low rumbling.
Himself living with several other priests, most of whom were involved with the modern book. During his third month, Jim also had a certain seven experts, and his immediate observed connection who were not strictly adhering to the monk themselves. He could be often find this in terms of any clear path of diagnostic labor. For the sake of clarity, we have called it a transient situational disturbance, an adjustment reaction of the blood volume, which is occasioned by the conflict in his personal standards.
Songs of whales, so long confined within the walls of the sea, have in the span of just 20 years burst through its surface, flowed over the land, conquered the hearts of their age-old enemies, and are now.
Thank you. Yes, please.
Thank you.
And now then, would you be of a mind to hear what it was like in the St. Patrick's Day Parade? And now then, would you be of a mind to hear what it was like in the St. Patrick's Day Parade?
Thank you.